ABC Listen. Podcasts, radio, news, music, and more.
Well, Karen Middleton is the Chief Political Correspondent at The Guardian. Karen, good morning.
Morning, Sally.
What did you make of the Attorney-General's comments there when we're trying to find out the chain of accountability, I guess, with these decisions regarding the removal of ankle bracelets?
Well, he's very reluctant to get into the weeds, isn't he, on who's responsible and who's in charge. We have seen some slightly contradictory commentary from government about the role of the board in the last few days. And that probably really arose because the Prime Minister chose to engage directly on the issue. He was asked about the particular decision in relation to the West Australian detainee, and you described before that incident in Perth, which was terrible. And the Prime Minister raised concerns about the board's decision not to have a monitoring ankle bracelet on this person. And so that's where we've got into this situation. Normally, government doesn't comment directly on an incident, but because they've set up this board in relation to the High Court's decision and the fact that people were released from detention, he's engaged with it. And then we've heard the Home Affairs Minister, and now we've heard the Attorney General. And the Attorney General makes the point, which is a fair one, that he is actually the first law officer of the land. So he is really in the most difficult position in terms of commenting on something before the courts. Mm.
Karen, the Defence Minister, Richard Marles, has spoken very strongly about the action of a Chinese military jet releasing flares near a Royal Australian Navy helicopter off of South Korea. It sounds like a very concerning incident.
Yeah, and remember, it comes after we saw another incident involving the Chinese Navy and the Australian Navy where sonar pulses were released that injured Australian Navy divers. So this is not the first incident we've seen. It's in fact the second really concerning incident. The government saying the People's Liberation Army Air Force operated in an unsafe and unprofessional manner. The opposition leader's gone further and said the Prime Minister should call the Chinese president and express dismay and disgust. Generally, of course, there's a view across both government and opposition that this is unacceptable behaviour from China. It's provocative. Somebody's going to get hurt. Somebody's going to make a miscalculation. And it's seen as deeply unhelpful. And, of course, we've seen the relationship between the two countries getting closer and repairing on matters of trade and general diplomacy. But in the background, and now in the foreground, we're seeing these incidents which are really, really concerning.
Karen, The Guardian has released its latest essential poll today showing Australians strongly support government action to tackle online harm.
Yes, so we often see in opinion polls that views are a bit split on some issues. Sometimes we see it's almost 50-50 on a range of issues, but very, very clear public support for action to tackle online harm, particularly in relation to violence and pornography. The government's announcement of last week about making it illegal to post deep fake pornographic or sexualised images, 80% support for action to do that, and in enforcing age verifications, very similar, 79%. So people are very strongly in favour of that. But when it comes to who they trust to enforce these kinds of things, a little less certainty, I suppose. 43% saying the government, they trust the government, and only 14% saying that the businesses, you know, they trust the businesses whose service they access to monitor these things. So less certainty there, but definitely strong support for actually doing something about this. I think there's a widespread public view that these issues in relation to what we can see in online and how people behave there are very worrying generally for the community.
100%. Karen, thank you so much.
Thanks, Sally.
It's Karen Middleton there, the Chief Political Correspondent at The Guardian.
Think bigger about the world we live in. Ask your smart speaker to play ABC RN.